Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So yesterday, the NFL's top health and safety officer acknowledged that there is a link between football-related head trauma and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It's the first time a senior NFL official has publicly acknowledged a connection between football head injuries and the degenerative brain disease, which leads to aggression and dementia and can only be diagnosed after death. Joining me now from Silver Spring, Maryland, is Kevin Blackstone. He's a sports columnist at the Washington Post, panelist for ESPN's Around the Horn, professor of sports journalism at the University of Maryland. Kevin Blackstone, welcome back to On Point. So great to have you here.
Thanks, Tom.
How big a deal is this? They were in the middle of a hearing in Washington. The question came. The response came. Yes, there's a connection. Is this an earth shaker?
Well, you ever read somebody's bio line on their Twitter account that says, "These tweets are my tweets and not reflective of my employer"? Well, the NFL today kind of immediately reacted to what came out of that hearing, because they came out with a statement trying to distance themselves and Jeff Miller from the comments that he actually made yesterday.
You're kidding me. Already?
Well, yeah, and suggest that he was really speaking about Dr. McKee's research and not necessarily about the NFL. Clearly the NFL does not want to make a link between their game and CTE, despite the work by Dr. McKee and Dr. Cantu and the doctor who's featured in the film Concussions, because that would be guilt. This is a big deal. The NFL has done a marvelous job ever since we started talking about concussions, saying that their game really doesn't have much to do with it.
That's unbelievable. Jeff Miller must be in some kind of NFL hot seat today, his employer. I mean, let me just play it. We report, you decide, listeners. Here it is, the Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday in Washington, Capitol Hill, and this was Illinois Representative Jan Schakowsky asking Jeff Miller, the NFL's senior vice president for health and safety, if the link between football and neurodegenerative diseases has been established.
Do you think there is a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like CTE?
Well, certainly Dr. McKee's research shows that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE. So the answer to that question is certainly yes.
The answer is most certainly yes. I don't get the wiggle room there, Kevin.
Well, Brian McCarthy, the spokesperson for the NFL, came out in a statement and says that, quote, he was discussing Dr. McKee's findings and made the additional point that a lot more questions need to be answered. He said that the expert should speak to the state of the science. So they are trying to clean up Jeff Miller's statement. And you got to wonder if Jeff Miller, after saying what he said, and then he tried to explain it later on in the hearings, didn't have one of those Southwest Airlines moments where he wished he could get away.
Yeah.
But he can't, and his words are out there forever now.
So interpret the NFL backpedaling so quickly. I mean, at this point, everybody kind of just understands what's going on here. Is it legal liability? Is it something to do with the players' union? Is it because they're afraid parents will indeed start turning their kids away in greater numbers from the sport itself?
Well, yeah, I think it's all of that, Tom. I mean, this news comes on the heels of reporting that the Ivy League was not going to do tackling anymore.
In practice.
Try and reduce injuries. It comes on the heels of a Pop Warner lawsuit settlement just the other day where the family of a young man who suffers from CTE in his 20s, sued Pop Warner to say that that's where his concussion started and that they were somehow culpable. This comes on the heels of a lawsuit by several players like Tony Dorsett, the great running back who is suffering from early signs of maybe having CTE,
yep.
Against the Rydell Football Company, which used to be one of the iconic brands in terms of cleats and helmets in the league. So this all is under that dark cloud that is hanging over a sport that I love more than anything else, tackle football.
I mean,
it's just time that the NFL, as have college football people and people who run high school football and youth leagues, accept the damage that is being done and figure out even more quickly than they've tried to before how to lasso it and bring it under control.
If we roll the tape back, I mean, I don't know about you, but I cannot imagine old days of football practice without tackling. But roll the tape forward. Do we have just a viability problem here for the NFL, that stadia full of people are going to be sitting there knowing full well, if they fully concede this, that all those players are down there putting their lives at risk, and that's not sustainable? Or can they change professional football further in some way that would keep the sport, keep the excitement, and take away the concussion risk?
Well, my enthusiasm for football has certainly turned into a cringe-worthy endeavor now. I mean, I love football, and I watch it, and I cover it, and I write about it, and I exalt the athletes who are in it. But there are times now where I turn away from it because of the violence in the game. You know, one thing about football, it's been around for a very long time. And if we look back just a little over 100 years ago, there were players dying. There was a player dying basically every weekend in college football. Until the administration, the Roosevelt administration, Teddy, and the heads of Ivy League football got together and basically started the NCAA and instituted the forward pass and stopped the collisions, and some other rules were implemented to kind of cut down on the violence and the damage that it was doing. So, you know, I don't think there's any question that football is at that crossroads again. And how is it going to go forward to be a safer game?
NFL coming as close as you could possibly come to confirming that link. Sounded like confirmation to me. Most certainly, yes. You can't get much clearer than that.
That's right.
I guess we're all implicated at some level. As you say, the cringeworthy part here, sort of new Romans with gladiator sport. Once that is really, really confirmed, and it looks pretty darn clear. Kevin Blackstone, it's always great to have you here. Thanks for jumping in with us for a minute today, Kevin.
Thanks, Tom.
Kevin Blackstone, sports columnist for The Washington Post, and more from ESPN's Around the Horn and more.